Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. We'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow. All I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on the hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. I give you all my love in every way I can. Make sure that's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier. There'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. That's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own, all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me.
Wow, that's the way we like it here. Every Saturday morning on Nakai Evalu. Sending our special aloha right now to the Friends of Kailua Kona Library. They got their book sale happening today from 9 till 1 o'clock, so stop by if you're in the area. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine and our very special guest, Todd Apo, Chair of the Honolulu City Council, and Council Member Donovan Dela Cruz.
So let's start at the beginning. Maybe we can explain to our listeners about the process for the transit. Where are
just
we
where
today?
We are right
just
now.
Where we are today.
With the Honolulu Rapid Transit Project.
I mean, obviously, the mayor and the city have talked about breaking ground by the end of the year, and the mayor recently announced that it may be pushed back 30 days. What needs to happen is this programmatic agreement needs to be completed and signed by all the parties so that we have an understanding of how the city is going to deal with cultural sites. Once that's done, then the city will be able to finish the EIS. That needs to be accepted both by the state government as well as the FTA, the Federal Transit Administration. The Federal Transit Administration will give the city what they call a ROD, Record of Decision. That will allow the city to begin construction. So there's still a number of steps, and that's why this programmatic agreement is so important.
Is there a deadline for the federal
There's no specific deadline, but obviously we as a city want to ensure, especially the FTA, that we're moving forward on this. Unfortunately, we all know in the past, 10, 20 years ago, the city has started this process and then stopped it, and that's caused some hesitancy on the FTA side. So part of it is showing that we're truly committed to bringing this transit and land use solution to Honolulu.
And to me, the reason why the record of decision is important, why you want to get to that point, is that when the city goes ahead and spends any type of money, we'll get reimbursed our fair share from the feds. So that's why you want the record of decision. And you can elaborate on that. But that ensures that the feds are really going to be partners and in making sure that we'll get our flow of federal money from Washington. If you don't have the record of decision, anything that's spent by the city is not going to get reimbursed.
Is there any other possible hang-up for the environmental impact statement?
Well, you need this programmatic agreement to get to that
point of even starting the EIS?
And as Chair Apol mentioned, you want to make sure that all the ducks are in a row so that we can get the EIS signed and approved by the state and the feds.
Has that EIS been started?
I'm sure the documentation and the research,
they issued the draft EIS earlier this year, and so they've taken comments on that draft EIS, made those amendments, updated the financial plan for the project, and so they are on the verge of issuing the final EIS, but the feds have said, you need to, as part of that, ensure that you've completed this programmatic agreement before you can release your EIS.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the reason why the council is involved in the programmatic agreement is because the council is the one that has to approve any intergovernmental agreement, the legislative body. And so that's why it was in a resolution format where you have to at least have a majority of council members that approve this.
We're talking about the governmental requirements for proceeding with the Honolulu Rapid Transit Project, particularly in the area of Kaka'ako, where it is anticipated Hawaiian burials are. We're trying to figure out how the city's going to deal with that situation. And there'll be more on that coming up here on Nakai Evalu. Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs bring you this program every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network.
Stand in the light. Stand in the light, my friend, stand. Stand in the light of love. Stand in the light of love. I was walking underneath a cloud. Stormy weather in my life. You know my spirit and my soul was dark. I was carrying broken heart. Well, there a friend came by and rescued me. Helped to get me back on my feet. And now I stand, stand in the light. Stand, stand in the light, my friend. Stand, stand in the light of love. Whoa, stand.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Aha, that one's for you, Kahalu'u. Thanks for the suggestion. And we have one for the gang in Hilo, too. You know who you are, and that one's coming up next. Our special guest today on Nakai Evalu, Councilmember Donovan Dela Cruz, representing Kahalu'u. Right, of course, Mililani North Shore to Temple Valley. And Chair of the City Council here in Honolulu, Todd Apo. He's representing District 1, that's Eva, out to the Leeward Coast. And from the Leeward Coast, Vicky Holtakamine.
Yes, okay, so perhaps we should just get into the subject matter. What's the issue here?
Right. The issue is the programmatic agreement is really the requirement on the city as to how they are going to deal with cultural and historical sites for this project, both before the project begins in identifying them, as well as what to do should a find occur during the construction period. And what happened before the council was obviously we had a lot of testimony on both sides of this issue. And the question, there are parties that signed this agreement, then there are other parties that are involved, like the Oahu Burial Council. And we're trying to find the right place to be to make sure the right requirements are on the city as we move into this project.
Sounds reasonable. Is there a time frame there, or
there are certain requirements that have time frames. For example, you know, within 30 days of signing the agreement, the city needs to begin certain studies, and so there's an order set out on how to do things. One of the concerns from the Burial Council is they would like to see an entire assessment be done prior to anything being started. And the point from the city department side was, at this point, we don't know exactly where those posts are going to go for this system. They want to get into some preliminary engineering, be able to identify what areas are going to be disturbed, and then they'll obviously have to, under this agreement, be required to do cultural historical studies on those specific areas once they are identified.
When would that be, though? Before the project, what gets to where?
Yeah, and what's interesting about this, we're obviously talking about mainly the Kaka'ako area, and that's called Phase 4. You know, yeah. So Phase 4 isn't going to come up probably for another, I would guess, 5 to 7 years. Phase 1 starts out in the west of Oahu as it starts to move towards town. And that was the other point of the city was, there's going to be time. It's not like this construction starting in a year or two. There's going to be time to do the studies and set out plans to deal with any disturbances that may be found.
One point of view there from Council Chair Todd Apo. Coming up, another point of view on Nakai Evalu. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
I'm driving in my car, I turned on the radio, I'm pulling you close, you just say no, you say you don't like it, but girl you're a liar, cause when we
Nakai Evalu, so glad to be with you on a Saturday morning and thinking about the Maui Forest Bird Recovery Project. They got a fundraiser featuring George Kahumoku and Hale Manu today. Tasty food and drink all for you at the beautiful estate of Hui no e Ao there in Makawao. Maui Forest Bird Recovery Project, remember them? They tried to save the po'o'uli. Remember that, Vicky?
Yes.
There were three left,
yes.
Two females, one male. Couldn't get them together, but there's still a lot of work to do. They're having a lot more luck with the akohekohe, the Maui parrot bill. But there's still a lot more to do, and you can help out by attending their fundraiser tonight at Hui no e Ao.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Hui, Belina Mai. Gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Kuahibi na nila, o mauna kea. Kila kila o Maui la, leika rose lani, kua hivi na nila, o hale a kala.
Aore o aula, leika ilima, tua hivi na nila, o kala.
Kawaila, lemo kihana, kua hivi nanila, o vai ale ale.
Aloha, aloha kako, and welcome to Nakai e Valu. So glad we could be together again around our comfy kitchen table. Vicky Holt-Takamine, you're back!
I know, I'm back from Egypt. I rode a camel.
Oh man.
And went to see the pyramids and New York City. Had a great time in New York City.
You must have been so at home there. I can just see you as Cleopatra.
Yeah, well, you know, I did my whole thing on the camel. It is an interesting ride. Never.
Oh, really?
You know, and Egypt is a big desert. Big desert, yeah. Very big desert.
Love to go sometime. Yeah. We're kind of missing Kaho'one right now.
You know, aloha to Kaho'one. He's recuperating out in Maui at Maui Hospital. So our aloha goes out to him. He's doing much better.
How was your week? I guess, well, you...
You know, I'm traveling, yes. You know, it's 12 hours from here. Egypt is 12 hours, like, tomorrow. Yeah.
Vic, I want to tell you that I spent last Saturday evening with some friends from your part of the island. It was at the People's Fund dinner. They honored honored Kukui and Gary Monakea Forth from Ma'o Farms.
Oh,
and
fabulous.
There were tables and tables of some of the young people from there, too. It was a great time. And
did they do the food?
They did the food.
Oh, my God.
Even though it was at Japanese Cultural Center, it was Ma'o food. It was
beautiful.
So delicious. And you know who emceed? Oh, she was much more than an MC. She was like an instigator all the way. Manu Meyer.
Oh, she's fabulous.
She led the way.
Yeah.
Terrific night at the Hawaii People's Fun fundraiser.
Fun.
Well, we're
tonight is the Hula Ona Keiki Hula Competition. Children's Hula Competition at Ka'anapali on Maui. So
oh,
my
really?
Aloha to all of them.
I'm sure they're making their costumes.
I'm skipping out right after this.
Okay. This is Nakai e Valu. So glad to be spending Saturday morning with you. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kamakani heli hulu hulu, me ole kapi ina me ka ihona, me na kike e ala nui. O ka pākona ne a ka mahina, a kuale no i ka pai ukua, e i kau i ka pi ina pau, a huli ho i mai ka ua. O ka pākona ne a ka mahina, a kuale no i ka pai ukua, e i ka ua ka pi ina pau, a huli ho i mai ka ua.
Perfect for a Saturday morning, right, Vic?
It is.
Sounds
aloha.
So Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa here on Nakai Evalu. And we'd love to introduce our guests right now. Tara Po, Chair of the Honolulu City Council, representing District 1, Eva Kapolei, Leeward Coast. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. It's great to be with you guys today.
Thanks for coming, Todd. And Council Member Donovan Dela Cruz, representing District 2 on the City Council, Mililani North Shore Temple Valley. Wow.
God's country.
Beautiful.
God's country.
Yeah, the most chilliest place on the island of Oahu.
It's wonderful. And I'm very lucky. I have the most beautiful
probably
district.
The more
hottest.
Heated areas out of Kaena.
Yeah. Yin and yang.
Yes. Donovan and I represent probably the two largest landmass districts of the island. So we've got very diverse
probably
groups within, within our area.
70% of the landmass.
Yeah. The One Hanau o Na'o'iwi o Hawaii. Yeah.
Yes. It's a great area to represent.
Yeah,
such a privilege.
Ku'onehanao.
Is that the area you grew up in, Todd?
No, I didn't. I actually grew up at Kamehameha Schools up on campus. And my parents were teachers. My mom was a dorm advisor, so I was very involved up at the school. But now living out in West Oahu and able to represent the area.
Mm. Where do you live?
With Kolina Resort. I've been working with the resort for a number of years and then have been on the council now for 5 years.
I'm from Ma'ili. That's really God's country.
She had to go way.
Makaha, our family comes from Makaha Valley and Kaneakeheo. And so, yeah.
And you know, Donovan and I, the districts are very interesting because I think we have such diverse constituencies. Mm-hmm. We both have newer developments. Mm-hmm. You know, he has Mililani Mauka.
Yeah.
I have Kapolei and Eva.
Yeah.
And then the very traditional areas as well along the Leeward Coast and Donovan's district around North Shore, Wahiawa. It's a very unique area to be able
very
to represent.
Diverse.
I think you're the best spokesperson for Wahiawa. You're always telling me, you got to come see the cherry blossoms.
You do, that's right. Every February. I'll give you a personal tour.
Okay, watch out. Well, it's great to have you both in, and our topic today is the situation with the rapid transit, as particularly through the Kaka'ako area, and as relating to the suspected burial sites in that area. You've had some action on the council with that recently. We'll ask these two esteemed council members where the council's at on that now. Anakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Just
There you go, Anahola. Thanks for dropping by our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa here. And Vicky, hasn't Makahiki season started?
Yes, it starts with the rising of the Pleiades in
when
November.
When is that? Oh, November? Uh-huh.
Yeah, the middle of this month, just now.
What's the significance of that season?
It's the start of the season of Lono, god of peace and agriculture. It's a time when there's no war. So Hawaiians were very civilized. You could not do any war or warlike activities during the time of Makahiki. It was a time to give thanks. It was time for harvest. It was time to go around and collect all of the gifts, the bounty of the land were given to the Ali'i. And so the god Lono would travel throughout the island, doing a circuit around his island to collect all of the bounty from his people. So they would collect feathers for his cloak, pigs and cows and taro and food for all of him and his retainers.
Generous gifts of the land.
Uh-huh. From November through February. So we close the Makahiki season in February, and it triggers the time of ku.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for spending your morning with Nakaya Valu.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku. Nā kekahi e ho ulu mai. Nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana aka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Danny Kim, Senior Vice President of Bank of Hawaii. Let's face it, we all get old, but that doesn't mean we want all our hard-earned money to go to paying for nursing or assisted living care. Well, that's what long-term care insurance is all about. Long-term care insurance helps pay for the rising costs of nursing or assisted living care, currently averaging $123,000 per year or higher, according to the Genworth Cost of Care Study, September 2009. So take care of yourself while leaving more for your loved ones. Look into long-term care insurance today.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
My lily, my lily, my lily, my lily, my lily.
Nice. And I'm sure Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina liked it too. They're playing at the Mac tonight on Maui. Should be a great concert. Nakai Evalu's Where You Are. Vicky Holt Takamine here. Noe Tanigawa. We're thinking about Kaho'one Panoke, also on Maui right now. And we're happy to have with us our special guest, Chair of the Honolulu City Council, Todd Apo, and Council Member Donovan Dela Cruz. You know, it's fascinating, Vicky, hearing the pros and cons of issues and their fine points. And this is how our council works, by talking and examining. And we're really thankful for your attention this morning. We're talking about what will become of cultural sites and burials along the route of Honolulu's mass transit project.
So, Council Member Dela Cruz, you voted against this programmatic agreement.
You know, OHA, the Oahu Island Burial Council, they came to the council asking that we defer the measure. They wanted to try to work with the Department of Transportation Services to see how they could mitigate, I guess, when a situation arises. And, you know, the department was really stern in saying we can't really wait any longer. We need to move forward now. Despite the timing of the resolution, which to me brought up some concerns in saying, oh, we need it now. And in the end, you know, in the course of what happened over the last couple of weeks, we can obviously see that we did have the time to try to work some of this out. So my concerns, I think, are going to be addressed eventually, because there are other signatories that need to be a part of this agreement, and they're going to defer, at least I believe, to OHA and to the Oahu Burial Council. So that will be where, hopefully, their concerns are going to be addressed before this agreement is actually finalized.
And the concerns for the Oahu Island Burial Council are related to Iwi or burials that are possibly in the
as
corridor,
part of the route,
right?
Correct.
Part of the corridor.
Were afraid that the whole transit project would be coming along, built, and then they'd find the Iwi and they wouldn't be able to adjust the route to bypass it.
Yeah, and I guess because you're talking such a large project, I mean, you wouldn't be able to move it half a mile or even a quarter mile overnight. But I think Council Chair Apo brought up a good point in saying that this really deals with that one section in Kaka'ako, or at least the majority of the concerns are focused in that area. So we may see, depending on what the other signatories say, that we move forward with the sections that everyone can agree on. And then let's figure out how we can work a programmatic agreement with the sections that we still have concerns on. And I think that actually that's the route we need to go, so that we can move forward on the project, so that we can get to the next step with the EIS and hopefully ROD.
How does that address your concern, though? You get that far and then it's too late to move it if you find Iwi.
But you're talking about a whole section. So section 4 is like, you know, you divided the route up into sections. So you're not going, just because you find it here, that doesn't mean you're going to change it down here. You're looking at sections that you can alter.
I think there's two answers to that. One is, this study is a full study on where the disturbances are going to be, will happen well before we get close to constructing that area. The second is, because this is elevated and not where you're digging through the street, it's going to be limited, and you may be able to make those adjustments without having to change the route. You're just going to have to move
the
where
pillar.
That pillar
yeah,
is fact located.
It depends on the development and what's around there too, though, because I mean, it, you know, you can I guess try to force it to work, but you know, there's other things that are going to come into play, right? You're going to maybe some possible condemnation, some redevelopment of certain things. I mean, you know, that's why I really believe that in the areas that we can move forward on already, let's maybe move forward on those where we can agree, and let's try to figure out how we're going to come to some agreement on the process, at least, and how we're going to move forward on where we
sensitive
have the most concerns.
Sites.
Yeah.
So concerns at the Oahu Island Burial Council and others are being met, but what's the pressure for when will this happen? We'll find out coming up on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
watching you. Nobody else could ever know the part of me that loves you so. But I would give anything I own. I'd give you my life, my heart, my home. And I would give everything I own just to have you back again, just to hold you once
listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Aloha Saturday with Nakai Evalu, Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest today, Honolulu Council Chair Todd Apo and Council Member Donovan Dela Cruz. We're talking about the root of the Honolulu Mass Transit Project and the possibility of cultural remains along the way. Do you think these concerns are being really grappled with, Vicky?
I think that there needs to be a better process for how we deal with all of this. And I mean, obviously too late for this project. But I think in the long run, we need to look at how the city and the state coordinate their efforts to streamline the process. And when I say streamline, I mean meet all of the requirements. But this is like, it's not very well thought out of how you move through the State Historic Preservation Division or Oahu Island Burial Council, where you get your permitting from. It's really crazy trying to get moving forward on development. So I think that totally both city, state have to come get together and reevaluate the whole process.
That's what you're trying
get
to
a
do.
Planner.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. And it's not just this mass transit project. It's any development, yeah, especially in the Kakaako area. I think we've seen from past history of groups that have tried, yeah, to develop within that area. There are going to be issues, and the state, all of government, state, city, federal, need to have a process together so that a private developer or the city in this case knows what to do, how to do it, and those in, whether it's the Hawaiian community or others, know how to be a part of that process and deal with these issues in a way that makes sense and can get to results that, again, don't create messes all over the place.
You've been really concerned about this,
Donovan. With that being said, though, I want the public to realize, though, that there is a backstop here. So even though right now I think we all share the same concerns about the process, the other two agencies that have to sign off, we can be rest assured that they're still looking out for the Oahu Burial Council's concerns, OHA's concerns, the Hawaii State Historic Preservation Officer and the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation. I really believe that they're going to defer to those agencies before they actually sign off on the program.
Yeah, but sometimes it gets to them too late. You know what I mean? It's like they're not early on in the process, so that you can deal with those issues early on.
I don't disagree with you on that particular statement. But what I'm saying is that they want to make sure their concerns are going to be addressed before they actually sign off. You're right. They should have been brought these concerns a lot earlier, so that this programmatic agreement process would have been smoother, especially at this point.
And now you folks are on a deadline too. I mean, in the sense that there's funding involved here.
And that's obviously one of the questions I know a lot of people are interested in the public is, why this push? What's the timeline? What's going on? And the whole, one of the major pieces of this is the likelihood that we're going to get maybe about $1.5 billion in federal funding. And we need to stay on the timeline to ensure we don't risk that money.
This is how it's worked out in a city like ours. You know, people are putting their best efforts forward. Still questions abound, but we're really happy to be able to bring this topic to you on Nakai Evalu. Opinions expressed are those of the speaker only, and we welcome your opinions to our website, nakaievaluradio.com. We come to you every Saturday morning, compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sounds like thunder, gotta head for the high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. Be man in the sun.
Be man, grab your bag and run.
Be man, another swell's coming your way. Be man, another swell's coming your way. Got to fill up your bag with the yellow and black. Your eye on the wave, don't ever turn your back. Be man in the sun.
Be man, grab your bag and run.
Be man, another swell is coming your way. Be man, another swell is coming your way.
Hey, hey.
Crab on a rock, you gotta run real fast.
Gotta run, you gotta go right now.
Keep your eye on the wave, don't ever turn your back. Be man in the sun.
Be man, grab your bag and run.
Be man, another swell's coming your way. Be man, another swell's coming your way. sounds like thunder. Got a head full of high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. Opie man in the sun.
Opie man, grab your bag and run.
Opie man, another swell is coming your way. Opie man, another swell is coming your way. Opie man, another swell is coming your way.
This morning to Nakai Evolu on the Visionary Radio Network. That was great. Perfect for a Saturday morning, starting out the craft fair season. We sure are. So big aloha to all the crafters and your wonderful customers coming to No'elani Elementary until 2 o'clock today in Kaimuki, Ali'iolani till 2 o'clock also on Pau'oa Road. The Pau'oa Craft Fair is on until 2 also. Don't forget at Hickam, the 35th Annual Fall Craft Fair and Family Fun Day with their famous dog show. Public is welcome until 3 p.m. We wish you all good luck. It's a great place to get a present for the season.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na kekahi mo olelo e a o aku. Na kekahi e ho ulu mai. Na nā mo olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Aloha and mahalo for your company today. We're Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. Today in days before, sun is cold and rain is warm. I know it's been that way for all my time, till forever. The circle fast and slow, I know it can
Nakai Evalu, a fresh breeze for your Saturday morning. Vicky Holt Takamine here, Noe Tanigawa, our guest today, Honolulu City Council Chair Todd Apo and Council Member Donovan Dela Cruz. So glad to have the both of you here. We've been talking about the route of Honolulu's mass transit project, its possible conflict with cultural sites. Donovan, do you feel pretty assured now that those concerns will be dealt with adequately?
Well, I think those who do have concerns, they're really going to be putting a lot on the Hawaii State Historic Preservation Officer and the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation. Those two agencies need to sign the programmatic agreement, and until their concerns are addressed, they're not going to sign.
So anybody who's got a problem has got to get with those two.
Well, especially OHA, Oahu Burial Council. They're discussing their issues and their concerns with those two agencies in particular. So like I mentioned previously, that's kind of the backstop. At this point, the process may be flawed. We may have concerns of how we got to where we are. But I'm really hoping that those two agencies are going to, at the very least, you know, do what they need to do. Not necessarily delay the project on purpose, but do their job of what they need to do, you know, what they've been asked to do and what they're obligated to do.
Well, both of you and the rest of the council has been through the ringer with this whole subject, the transit topic. What, if anything, still excites you about it?
Well, I'm really excited about the transit-oriented development. The fact that Honolulu is going to be able to develop and redevelop new communities, existing communities. This is really our opportunity to take Honolulu into the new millennium. You know, green development standards for new buildings, affordable housing, senior housing, walkable communities, mixed use, retail, shopping. You know, we've seen it already in other cities, San Diego, Los Angeles, even Seattle, Portland. You can see that with the right type of land use, rail gives you this opportunity to redevelop Honolulu. I mean, it's going to be exciting. It can be exciting. We just got to keep an open mind and at the same time be conscious of what's going on so that we're all involved in making sure that it's the best city and the most beautiful city in the world.
I've got to say, you know, this specific programmatic agreement, it's a line out of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs letter. And it's all this effort was a showing of people's commitment to the protection and proper care of our iwi kupuna. And I think both for myself and Councilmember Dela Cruz and the number of people that came to talk to us and how big this issue got showed that this was an important issue for all of us that we need to deal with. And I echo the statements of Councilmember Dela Cruz. This project is really about our future, and it needs to be a good future for all of us. And it needs to be done right. And that's what we, hopefully, as serving on the council, are able to help do.
We've been watching your leadership. Very nice so far. Thank you so much. Thank you, Councilmember Dela Cruz. And Nakai Evalu continues with a thought for your week coming up. Brought to you every Saturday, of course, by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha.
Kai Evalu, Hawaiian music and mana'o. That is thoughts or ideas for your Saturday morning. And now's the time that we have a thought for the rest of your week. Our olelo no eau with Vicky Holtakamine.
The olelo no eau are these wise words or proverbs from our kupuna that have been handed down from generation to generation. And these words remind us of principles and values of our Hawaiian people. And so this olelo no eau is brought to you by Mobi PCS. But I picked one that refers to both the aina of our two guests today, esteemed members of our city council, and it is for the Waianae Range, and specifically Ka'ala, which bridges both of their districts,
good
right
going,
in the middle.
Vicky.
Yeah. So Hela au ku ho'okahi, Helehua no Ka'ala, a lone tree, Alehua of Ka'ala. It's an expression of admiration for an outstanding person, both of them. Outstanding. Unequaled in beauty, wisdom, and skill. And they're going to have to need all of that to get through this process. Beauty, wisdom, and skill.
May the force be with you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Moana
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today for another edition of Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide radio magazine. And we've got Hawaiian music and mana'o for you every Saturday morning from 8 till 10. Well, this was another great day, Vicki. It was fabulous. Thank you to our council members for coming in and sharing their mana'o on the transit system.
It was nice just hearing the kind of conversation and knowing that this is how problems are going to be resolved in our city, just by talking and working out the details.
Yeah, I think we have. There's a lot more work to be done on this and a lot more education for everybody.
We'll keep at it.
Yeah, and looking forward to that discussion.
Every citizen has got to keep at it. Mahalo nui to our artistic director, also our producer, Chanel Mokepuha. And much aloha going out, of course, to Kaho'one Panoke on Maui today. Nakai Evalu is sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. It's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu, Q103 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Hawaii Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Hui, Velina Mai. Gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehenehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehenehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on!
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Danny Kim, Senior Vice President of Bank of Hawaii. Let's face it, we all get old, but that doesn't mean we want all our hard-earned money to go to paying for nursing or assisted living care. Well, that's what long-term care insurance is all about. Long-term care insurance helps pay for the rising costs of nursing or assisted living care, currently averaging $123,000 per year or higher, according to the Genworth Cost of Care Study, September 2009. So take care of yourself while leaving more for your loved ones. Look into long-term care insurance today.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars.